This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? Those meat substitutes seem to be growing to take on the meat industry. How significant is the challenge? I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education, that's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Veggie burgers, burgers without meat, have really been around a while. I remember when I was in college 40 years ago having a meatless burger, and I can tell you it was awful. Tasted like cardboard. You couldn't put on enough condiments to make that thing palatable. And while meat protein today is still king, there's little indication, in fact, consumers will be turning away from meat protein anytime soon. The meat substitutes are on the verge of creating somewhat of a global market disruption, potentially. A disruption that, if significant in scope, could dramatically change food companies like Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, Sanderson Farms, which rely on meat products for 80% or more of their revenue. And such a disruption could even at some point upend the meat production process in the United States. Some traditional meat protein companies have understandably started dipping a toe in the meat substitute market. Tyson, for instance, is an investor and participated in a recent round of funding for Beyond Meat, which offers plant-based meat substitutes in the meat aisle of grocery stores. Cargill has invested in a startup company called Memphis Meats, which is using cell culture technology to grow meat in the lab. And as Feedstuffs magazine noted the other day, and as I pointed out at the beginning of this broadcast, meat substitute products certainly are not new to the marketplace. But there is growing consumer acceptance of plant-based products, especially as the non-meat sector refines how to make those products more meat-like in terms of the texture and the taste and the appearance. The target market for these new startups includes both plant and meat-eating consumers, an expansion of the previous vegetarian and vegan-only audiences of the past, according to Feedstuffs. I'll be back after this.